All right, so are we ready to get started again after having some good food? Thank you to those of you who organized the food and who will do the cleanup. Thank you, I appreciate that. So this session is going to get a little bit more into the how. So we've kind of described the why and the places that we have some potential areas of strength and weakness and areas where we could grow in this direction. So then it gets down to the how. So how do we go about starting to put this into practice? So I'm going to share about joining in on the Eco-Reformation through something called Watershed Discipleship, which I have showed you that the book by that title, which gives way more information on it, of course. Keith mentioned in my bio that I run the blog and website that's based around the Watershed Discipleship community. So if you want to learn more, you can go online and check that out and find out more about what that means. But I'll just kind of give a general overview of what that means, because I think it's a helpful way of engaging with environmental care from a Christian framework in a way that leads to action. So one of my main concerns is that we talk about environmental care, but we don't actually do anything a lot of times, especially within the academy, which I will take full responsibility for as somebody who teaches and talks about this stuff a lot, but then getting it out into the real world where we actually do this stuff takes a little bit different type of work, and it's not always the work that the people that are writing do, but then I think in this case, it needs to be something that is a holistic process, that it's not just people up here in the ivory tower talking and writing about this stuff and expecting the people down there somewhere to put it into practice somehow, but they're not going to put the pieces together for them. I think that just continues the model of kind of this cycle of domination and control of these elite people defining this and expecting somebody else to carry it out. So so in this case, I'm hopeful that we can start bridging the gap between the academy, the theological education system particularly, and the people in the pews, the people who are implementing this stuff at the local level, and have that be a more seamless process. So I'm hopeful that watershed discipleship is a way that that is being defined that can connect those two worlds of doing really good theological work in connection with the Christian tradition, as well as focusing on how to put the stuff into action and what that looks like. So anyway, that's why I chose to talk about watershed discipleship in particular. So how do we start working in this direction? So I think first we talked in the last session about the need for humility and for repentance and turning around. So it's kind of like entering the 12-step process for addictions, of admitting we have a problem. Maybe we're a little bit addicted to fossil fuels, maybe some of us, and to the kind of comforts that we have. So admitting that we have a problem individually and culturally, and then being willing to do something about that, being in a place where we're ready to take the next step. Admitting there's a higher power being one of those steps, and in the 12-step program, which is great, that we can incorporate that piece of it is the higher power that sustains us through the process of learning how to turn around and go a different direction. So so I see a lot of connections actually between the way that we deal with addictions and the way that we need to deal with environmental concerns in our own lives, for those of us who are using more resources than we really need. So it's a painful process, and it's not something that I think that we can do until we're ready. Just like with an addiction, it's not something that we can shame somebody into. So, if you have somebody in your life who's an alcoholic or has some other addiction, you can't shame them into getting treatment, right? They have to be ready to do it. It has to be something that comes from inside of themselves. And so that's very similar to the type of work that we're doing with environmental concerns is recognizing those places in ourselves that we need to work on. And when we're ready, we can take those steps. But it helps to have a community around us, right? When you're doing the 12-step program, you have a community of people that you work with and that you journey with, and you have moments where you know that you've messed up and you have somebody to talk to about that. And you have moments where you can celebrate the fact that you've done a good job and made it through the day or the week, and celebrate that with a group of people. So having that community around us as we deal with this addiction to overuse of resources is important. So anyway, if that's a helpful model, you can hold that in your mind and think about the places of resistance in yourself as we go through this this next section. So I'm going to kind of give an overview of some of the reasons why we are in this place of being kind of addicted to overuse of resources, and then discuss watershed discipleship as a possible way to move forward from a Christian framework, and then give us some time to reflect together on steps that we might take individually and as meetings and as the friends in the Bay Area to start addressing environmental care in this community, hopefully. So that's kind of where we're going with the rest of our time together.